Haiti Gangs, Give Us Amnesty and Political Power or Nation Burns. By Christian K. Caruso on April 30, 2024. Criminal gang leaders in Haiti threatened the recently inaugurated transitional council in charge of the country on Monday, demanding amnesty and political influence in exchange for an end to the ongoing chaos in the country. Haiti's transitional council was finally installed on Thursday at the end of a lengthy negotiation process among the country's political parties, which representatives of the Caribbean community, CARICOM, Bloc oversaw. The council, consisting of 7 voting and 2 non-voting members, is now Haiti's working government after months of gang violence left the country on the brink of total collapse. The council is currently in the process of designating a new interim president and other government authorities following the resignation of former Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who has been stranded in Puerto Rico since February following a violent insurrection by the nation's most violent gangs, which gang lord Jimmy Barbecue Cherizier led. The gangs, which have formed a loose coalition known as Vivanzan, live together in Haitian Creole, continue to exert control over significant portions of Port-au-Prince, the nation's capital city, launching constant attacks against Haiti's police and other remaining institutions. The dramatic escalation in gang violence left more than 2,500 dead between January and March, according to UN estimates, and has left thousands facing severe famine. Vital Am Innocent, a 37-year-old man featured in the FBI's 10 Most Wanted Fugitives list and the leader of the Crazeberry gang, told CNN on Monday that the gangs, which initially were calling for Henry's resignation, are now opposing the transitional council, describing it as more of the same. Innocent asserted that the gangs want amnesty under any future government, as well as a plan for the future of the young Haitians currently following his orders. "When we drop our weapons, we must know that we have a state that will bring a framework for the future," Innocent said. "Can I tell someone to drop his weapon and take a rock to eat? Not at all." Innocent also demanded that the gangs be granted a seat at the negotiating table, warning that if the gangs do not possess political power, they will seize it by other means. "You will understand that when you realize that planes cannot fly. When you see that investors cannot come in," Innocent warned. "When you analyze that there are a bunch of foreigners who were already in the country with projects who were forced to flee to their countries to wait for stability." The gang leader claimed that the transitional council needs to sit back and listen to the Vivanzan coalition, which, according to him, will lead to a resolution as soon as possible to the nation's dramatic situation. During the interview, Innocent did not deny the deaths, fires, rapes, kidnappings, and other crimes gangs have committed, but downplayed them by describing them as mistakes and collateral damage. "Yes, I have an armed group. I direct them," Innocent said. "But when you really think about it, would these guys really have any clue who to kidnap and who not to kidnap? Not at all." The Haitian newspaper Le Nouveliste reported on Monday that CNN's interview with Innocent took place inside his stronghold in Tabar, not too far from the U.S. Embassy in Port-au-Prince. U.S. authorities have accused Innocent of breaking into the house of an elderly U.S. couple in Haiti in October 2022, an incident that resulted in the death of the wife, American citizen Marie Odette, and the abduction of the husband, Jean Franklin. Innocent is also accused of having orchestrated the kidnapping of 17 Christian missionaries in October 2021. In addition to being featured on the FBI's Most Wanted list, the United States sanctioned Innocent in December 2023 alongside other gang leaders for their serious human rights violations. Innocent has also been sanctioned by the European Union and the United Nations Security Council. The United States maintains an active $2 million bounty for information that can lead to Innocent's arrest and/or conviction. Innocent denied any involvement in the crimes, claiming that he has not been given the chance to answer the accusations while claiming that he is willing to defend himself in court. "We believe in the law. We want to make the best choice, consult with legal counsel, and do due process," Innocent said. Barbecue Cherizier, who leads the Vivanzan Gang Coalition, warned of consequences if the gang's demands are ignored, claiming that the coalition is ready to talk. "It's either we are all at the table, or the table gets destroyed with all of us." Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.